Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marian Fricano. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Marian Fricano. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball four. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from White and he is safe. Philly steals second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marion Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Michaels scores. McGee moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGee scores. Fricano moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Fricano moves to third. Joost moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Philly is hit by the pitch. Zerniel moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Zerniel moves to third. Philly moves to second. Marion Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fricano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to home to get Zerniel. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joost moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to third for the out. Suter moves to second. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling strikes out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Parnell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fricano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels strikes out. White drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Michaels out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a line drive towards short. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Astroth hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marian Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fricano strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Joost moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Joost scores. Suter goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett, who is chasing the ball. Zerniel reaches third base with a triple. Robinson scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Umflett takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Umflett moves to second. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Mel Parnell. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Umflett moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Billy Consolo now playing third base. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGee bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from White and he is safe. Michaels steals third. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Marian Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fricano strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fricano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Umflett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Bill Kennedy. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.